Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's Record Store Day week.
Wait, how can a day be a week?
Just listen to some Flaming Lips and it will all make sense. We are out on the deck.
Yes, we are.
Here in the suburbs. And it's a glorious day. It's actually an overcast day tonight, or today, but it's quite pleasant.
Yeah, the weather's really nice.
And what I meant by saying it's glorious is that yesterday was Record Store Day, and so we were able to go out and get new records and whatnot. Yesterday, as we're recording this, and we decided to invite some of our listener friends on the show and talk about records that they got on Record Store Day as well, where they shopped, what they bought, so on and so forth. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us for all these episodes is...
Mike Schneider. Thanks for having me, guys.
Mike, you're going to have to get close. This computer... Yeah. There you go. Get the mic in front of you. There we go.
There you go.
Sorry.
There we go.
Very good. Attached to my computer. I can't let go.
Yeah, the computer's sort of where the mic should be.
Yeah,
I know.
Logistically, on this little table. Not working out. Okay. So with us today on... Google Hangout that we have going is Randall Brown from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hello, Randall.
Hello.
He's very excited about
the
records
to his
he
microphone.
Bought.
Sounds great.
I'm using like all my toys at once in this new app. It's very exciting.
This is cool.
I feel like I should go out on my back deck.
Yeah.
Randall, where did you go and what did you buy? Is it the same store you went to last year?
I can't remember, but probably. I first went to the little bitty store very close to me called Basement Records, which has, my Wi-Fi's not as good out here. Maybe I should stay inside.
We got a plane going overhead here too.
Yeah.
So.
Got stereo from Knoxville.
I'm sorry. I just totally changed my mind about going out on the back deck. I'll go out on the front porch.
Okay.
I'll give you a tour of my house before I answer your question.
I like it.
I went to Basement Records, which is a little postage stamp size store about 2 seconds from my house. And I didn't know what they would have because the other store I was going to, I knew would have what I wanted. So I went to Basement Records and I found this Brian May 12-inch single.
Nice.
Of a new song called New Horizons. It is... Also on iTunes, I noticed the standard version, the 12-inch B-side is an instrumental version. It's the Ultima Thule instrumental, and I guess this side one is the Ultima Thule extended mix. And Brian May, of course, is all into astrophysics and space exploration, so he did this to celebrate that. It's got a little Stephen Hawking soundbite on it.
Nice.
And Brian May singing, and you may hear my porch chimes.
Yes, we do hear
I love
those.
It. It's delightful.
Cool. Yeah.
You live in a musical home.
Let me know if it's overpowering.
No, it's good.
The revelations of New Horizons may help us to understand better how our solar system was formed.
Never seen before.
So I may have known my buddy that owns the other store would have a copy sitting at the counter for me. I may not have known that. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. So my big prize was this.
Ah, there it is.
Right, he's holding it up here to the camera on the Google Hangouts. And what is he holding, Patrick?
The Flaming Lips.
This is the Flaming Lips King's Mouth Music and Songs. And it's basically a soundtrack to an art installation that singer Wayne Coyne has developed over the last few years. And it's a story of a magical king who...
Aren't they all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. It's a magical king who saves his people. And he's Wayne has explained that it's not like a tyrant leader sort of king. He's like a servant king. Car just went by. Servant king who helps everyone. And he's much beloved. And he dies saving the kingdom from an avalanche. And the people of the place decide to preserve his giant head. He's a giant king also, by the way. They preserve his giant head in steel. And that's him there. That's all that happening there.
Look at that. Wow. And the narration interested me on this, Randall.
Oh, yeah.
Who narrates the story?
It's narrated by Mick Jones of The Clash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he does this great droll take. It sounds like your uncle telling you a story at bedtime. And it mirrors the lyrics. The singing part comes in and out as the narration comes in. And I recorded this to digital to listen in my car. And the thing about the vinyl to digital software I have is that it only you have to stop it and separate the tracks like manually as you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the way this album folds out is you don't even need to do that. I mean, there's separate songs listed. You can see there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm showing all the podcast listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can visualize it.
It's doing great radio. I just saved it to my phone as side one, side two, so I can jam in the car. And it's, you don't notice, I'm going to be terrible with the song titles because it's all a giant thing to me.
Right.
So I got that, and that was my big prize.
We don't know how, and we don't know why, but when the king was born, his mother died. She was the queen of their hearts and the queen of their minds. The sisters and the nation cried and cried.
Yesterday in the sky I saw a sparrow. I thought maybe it flew away from my sorrow. Why would you go? You'll never see tomorrow.
Walk back in the house and show. I had prepared a part B to that. Along with this release, the Lips have and Dogfish Head have put out this beer again.
It is Dragons and Yum Yums.
It's more widely available now.
Okay.
And while I'm excited about that, I'm reserving full judgment because it's a little more IPA than weird citrusy thing than it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
So still good, but I personally am not so down with those the whatever you call the IPA sharpness or whatever.
Okay.
Okay, so that was my Flaming Lips excursion.
Fantastic.
And the other thing I got was not a Record Store Day release, but I saw it sitting there, and it's part of an album I've had for like 30 years, but I knew this was a remastered thing. It's the Butthole Surfers Locust Abortion Technician EP. It's a remastered EP of like the best of Locust Abortion Technician that they put out. And you can see, let me zoom in, the sticker on it. This came out in 2017, and the sticker boasts new album, 2018. That never happened.
It never turned up, no.
Though, rolling back into some of the rarities things you guys have been talking about lately, and every time, every day I listen to you guys now, every day.
Very good.
I end up going, I wish I could respond to this right now. And that's a thing I've been experiencing as I've listened to more Friends podcasts. But so the drummer from the Butthole Surfers has a new band called USA/Mexico. And it is... it is just a massive noise fest, and some of the rarities things that Patrick was playing the other day made me think of USA Mexico.
Ah, cool. I'll have to check that out. I did not know he even had a band.
Yeah, it's with apparently like names around Austin in the Austin noise scene. It's a super group of sorts, but it's a full-on just blah kind of roar that unexpectedly speaks to me. So that was my other thing. And both the Surfers and the Flaming Lips thing I got at Raven Records and Rarities, which is one of the most veteran shops in town. I know I told you guys all about all the shops in town last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so I went out to Raven, another small shop that had a little line out the door, but then one of the owners came out and said, "Everybody get in here." So we all crowded in and had a wonderful time.
That's awesome. That sounds cool. Like a good day. Yeah. So I have a quick question for you, Randall, and then I know you got to scoot off to brunch or something, right?
I'm going to go meet my son. We're going to go see that new animated Bigfoot cartoon.
Okay, all right. Oh, so I'll let you go. But real quickly, one thing I noticed in a lot of the social media around Record Store Day is that a lot of times they'll have special events at the record stores, like bands playing and stuff like that, right? I think you experienced that, right?
I did yesterday.
So here's the thing. Next year, Record Store Day 2020, Quart Jar has to play at a record store, don't you think?
That would be great.
I think so.
All right, so we got to make that happen.
We got to make that happen.
We'll do a live broadcast, right? 24 hours from the record store, right?
Bunting.
That's right.
Are you guys going to come here?
Yeah, we'll do that. Right? Yep. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great.
Well, all right.
If you can set that up, then we'll make that happen. That'd be great.
We'll fold down the futon for you.
So, sweet, awesome. So for listeners who are new to the show, Quart Jar from Knoxville, Tennessee. It does the theme music for Rock in the Suburbs, and it's an awesome song, and I really can't get enough of it.
No, it's amazing. Yeah. It's like every day, if you don't hear it, something's missing. You're like, what did I not do today that I'm supposed to do? And you have to play that little snippet.
I need that. So, all right. All right. Thank you, Randall Brown. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Randall.
Here.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have
and,
a good day.
Go have fun at the movie, and we'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it.
And. Okay. We have some other folks who are joining in us the rest of the week, so please listen, just like Randall does, how often?
Every day.
And you can find us on all the big podcast platforms, and please support Quart Jar. You can find their music at quartjar42.com. Also, if you want to tell us about your Record Store Day haul even after this week, that's fine. We'll get your voice and put it on an upcoming show. You can call
612-440-1984.
Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. All right, there you go. And please support the show on Patreon, patreon.com/suburbspod. We just got the stickers in, Patrick.
You haven't seen them yet. I haven't seen them yet. I'm so excited.
The special Patreon stickers that are going to go out to everyone who helps us out financially.
Fantastic.
So you want to get in on that. All right.
I just grabbed a screenshot of whatever piece of art Randall was showing us there, which was really awesome. Cool. The guy with his eyes bugging out.
That's awesome. Let's move on to tomorrow and more Record Store Day Tales. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us silently over here watching golf is
Mike Schneider.
Mike, you're going to speak up tomorrow, right?
Yes, I will. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. It's very tantalizing stuff going.
We'll get a beer in you.
He's going to give us a Masters update here tomorrow morning.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Randall is making me dizzy with all that walking around with this camera.